best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, that's Joe DiMaggio.
Welcome in to Beat the Streak Daily, inside the hits for Tuesday, the 12th of July. The reigning American League Player of the Week rolled into Monday like he wants to win it again.
Seager pounds this ball deep out to center. It is gone! He's homered in his fourth straight game. And he adds to the Rangers' lead. It's 6-2.
20 homers on the year for Corey Seager, 14 of them at home. He had 500 last week, 11 for 22. I can totally do that math. He's making $325 million look sensible so far. $325 million is not something you can win by listening to this podcast, but $5.6 million, that's pretty good. Beat the Streak is a game within the MLB Play app. You play it every day of the season. You beat Joe DiMaggio's 56. You win $5.6 mil. It's just that easy. Except, of course, that nobody's ever done it, and it's incredibly hard. The state of the streak is something we look at every weekday morning. Halo's LTBU had Corey Seager. Nice call there to go with that red-hot bat. Now that streaker is at 31. Second on our active leaderboard, Matthew 31-16 had a double down of contact hitters. Kevin Newman of the Pirates, Stephen Kwan of the Guardians. And now Matthew 31-16 sits at 33. Yesterday we had a leader named Stevie. That streak of 33 ended with Paul Goldschmidt going 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts in a Cardinals win. What the hell are you supposed to do in this game, man? It's hard, which is why Ryan Porthstreet came to an end over the weekend. But last night, Ryan, our guy, our compatriot and producer, came back streaking with a blast.
Machado to deep left field. Manny Machado has left the building deep into the Denver night. To the back row of the concourse in left field for Manny Machado, his 15th of the year. And the Padres do obtain that insurance. It's 3-1 San Diego.
Oh, that's awesome. Were you paying attention live as Machado came through for you there, Ryan?
Absolutely. I think I sent you the video like 20 seconds after it happened. So, yes, Manny Machado with the home run coming through in his first game back in Coors Field since the Manny calamity.
The Manny calamity is nothing but a bad memory now. Let's be honest about something. Yesterday on the show, it came up. And I think that my positive vibes were so good in support of you after your streak had gone. You felt it, right? Instead of the competitive jealousy that has defined my feelings for you on this podcast, mm-hmm. Ryan, I pushed myself emotionally to be supportive yesterday. And look, it came through, so you're welcome.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that. And if you only had positive vibes for 29 straight days for my picks, then maybe I could be that guy winning the $5.6 million.
I will consider giving you those vibes later on in the show when you make the fourth pick.
Much appreciated.
You got it, man. Machado had 2 hits and that home run. Jake Cronenworth, the landscaper, raked with 3 hits and a home run. Nomar Mazara had 2 hits. Remember, he was a top 4 hit probability algorithm guy yesterday. The one who did not get a hit, Eric Hosmer. Before we get to those picks, let's look at a few things that we learned from yesterday's activity. Man, 2 hits, 2 stolen bases, and a run scored in the opener for a 5-tool rookie, and then he had a pile of hits in the second game. Here are the last 2 hits of a very big day.
And there is his 3rd hit. 3 hits in 3 innings. 2nd and 3rd, 1 out. In the air, very shallow center field. The infield was in, and Scope isn't able to make the play. And now he can't find the grip on the ball. Here comes Nicky Lopez, but he hits the brakes, and Junior will move up to second base.
That's Bobby Witt Jr. By the end of the doubleheader against Detroit, he had 6 hits, 3 steals, 3 RBIs on the day. First player ever to do that in a doubleheader sweep. Now, that's a baseball stat. That's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? How many caveats and qualifiers can we put in? But still, pretty damn good for Bobby Witt Jr. The Royals had rookies hitting 1-2-3 yesterday as they go young, and we'll see if they can turn a corner soon. Here's a guy we talked about yesterday on the podcast, a lefty with serious pop in a lineup that needs him right now, and he was great last night.
Jones rocks one. Deep right center field. That's in the alley. That'll go to the wall. Fran Miller around third. He will score. Jimenez right on his heels. He's coming home. Here's the throw to the plate. He is saved. Ball goes to the backstop. Jones down to third. A two-out double puts Cleveland ahead now 7-4.
Yeah, he got the ball down in Nolan's zone. And he laced it into right center field.
Nolan Jones' swing looks so powerful. He was the number one prospect for two seasons in the minors in Cleveland for a reason. Low pitches where he can extend and get those long arms out there, he's going to rake until pitchers adjust, man. 8 RBIs in his first 4 games for Nolan Jones, one of just 15 players to do that since 1920. It's Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Our picks are next. I have been on the beach, unemployed, a couple of different times in my life in a very competitive business. And there are times where I needed someone to help talk me through it. Do you? BetterHelp Online Therapy will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. This is something that I wish I had at different times in my life. And now you could. BetterHelp Online Therapy is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online and available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime, send a message right to your therapist, and schedule weekly video or phone sessions. You don't even have to be on camera if you don't want to. Getting therapy every week is as easy as a few clicks on your laptop or phone. Check out their website. Read the testimonials that are posted daily. There's a special offer for you, the Beat the Streak Daily listener, 10% off your first month. Go to this website, betterhelp.com/BTSDaily. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/BTSDaily. You don't have to do the hardest stuff alone. White Sox Guardians with a doubleheader starting around noon Central Time. Then everything else is at night. 16 games on a full slate Tuesday. We'd love to give you a daily stay away on this show. The Mets were in Atlanta for a big series. They still are. And could Max Scherzer shut down Atlanta? We said yes and advised you to stay away.
1-2 coming. Struck him out. Scherzer with the cutter, strikes out Rosario, pumps his fist. 9 strikeouts from Max. His evening may have come to an end.
It did. 7 innings of 3-hit ball in Atlanta for Max Scherzer. 9 Ks against a very swing-and-miss lineup. Second most total strikeouts in MLB for the Braves. But this is a fun series, Ryan. A big moment in baseball for these two teams playing.
No doubt about it. These two going for the NL East, huge series in Atlanta. Braves fans have been talking a lot of smack here in the last few weeks towards the Mets, and the Mets, at least for one night, shut them up.
No doubt about it. The red-hot Austin Riley did homer against Scherzer. That was about it. Same series. Let's go to this matchup tonight. Spencer Strider of the Braves has been outrageous. He struck out the first 9 he faced last time out on his way to 6 innings of 2-hit ball with 12 Ks. Time before that, 6 innings of 1-hit ball with 11 Ks. This dude is locked in and his team needs him tonight. Stay away from the Mets. I know it's hard to believe, but stay away from the Mets for realsies.
You stay away, I stay away.
By the way, for realsies is a technical term, a long-time baseball scouting term for realsies. Time now for the fourth pick. Ryan, where are you going?
All right, I'm not going to overthink this one. Manny Machado is the pick once again, especially after that moonshot last night at Coors Field. I think there's a good chance he does it again tonight. Lefty Austin Gomber on the mound for the Colorado Rockies. He's one of the worst starting pitchers in the league right now. He's in the 6th percentile for expected batting average per Baseball Savant. A .329 batting average against at home this season. I don't think that's very good.
It is
that
not.
Is blinking fertilizer.
Machado was 4-for-14 in his career against Gomber. Not overly impressive, but it's not going to keep me away from picking Manny tonight in Denver.
Makes all the sense in the world. So you've got Machado. Time now for my daily double A. Juan Soto of the Nationals is on a 13-game hitting streak during which he has a .409 average. Of all qualified pitchers, the 5th worst whip belongs to the Mariners' Chris Flexen. Nationals and Mariners tonight. Flexen is only behind Dane Dunning, JT Brubaker, Herman Marquez, and my favorite pitcher in baseball to streak against, Patrick Corbin. Juan Soto has the second best OBP in the game against right-handed pitching. Flexen is right-handed. This is a recipe for Soto tonight. And anecdotally, Chris Sale of the Red Sox makes his season debut after a long rehab. I suspect he'll be a little erratic emotionally. I know it's hard to believe about that guy that he might be erratic emotionally. Yandy Diaz of the Rays is 7-for-13 lifetime against Sale. Over half the time he's gotten a hit. And yesterday, Yandy went 3-for-3 with two doubles. Confidence going to be flowing for Yandy Diaz. I bet he gets a couple off Sale if Sale even lasts that long. And after that, good luck to all clubhouse televisions. By the way, the hit probability algorithm, Ryan, has Manny Machado number one, and I happened upon Juan Soto. He is number two on the hit probability algorithm.
We're smart.
We are invaluable. Seriously, you couldn't have gotten to 1-2 on the hit probability algorithm without us. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the MLB season, well before the first game of the day. Subscribe now to the show wherever you get your podcasts and play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Yandy, Soto, Machado, and all of your guys, we expect and hope that they all will hit them where they ain't.
Woo! First.